From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
Hi Nigel, well thank you for having the time. You have just left a conference that you've chaired and now you're on your way out of an airport to a distant part of the planet. So tell us about today's conference and what you took away from it.
I'd love to do that, Stephen. It was a very good conference. It was the CLC conference, the Charities Learning Group, and it was their annual conference. We were in the Grange Hotel in the east end of London by Penfield Street Station, and there are kind of three or four points about the conference that I particularly liked. One, it's a real community now. There's a real community feel, and even if people don't see each other regularly, they know each other well enough to say hi, and a real sense of networking and stuff going on around the conference. But secondly, they really use the Twitter back channel. Not only did we have a 15-minute session where those people not on Twitter were given the highlights of the Twitter stream, but Tim Scott produced Storify streams of Twitter relating to each of the sessions. Well, that was a really good idea as well. And thirdly, there were inputs. You know, there were big speakers. It started with Paul Morgan from O2. We finished with Charles Jennings. And excellent. All of the inputs were excellent, including someone talking about laughology, just the business of happiness and well-being, Stephanie Davis. She was fantastic. But interspersed were the charity awards. Uh-huh. So we got to meet some of the, you know, the successful candidates from the awards, and they did a session at the end, which was, what can the winning entries teach us about learning? So they did a session pulling apart the entries and talking to the winning individuals about how they'd done it and what lessons they had for the rest of the community. So a real sense of kind of buzz and vibrancy around the place. And it's not a huge one. It's about 100 people there. But they all felt pretty committed and, you know, they stuck in there, they asked good questions, and they participated a lot. So overall, I thought it went extremely well, and I was quite proud and humbled to be part of it.
Excellent. Now, can I quickly ask you a question about the end bit that you just described, which was the winning, the award winners, and what they could kind of teach or share with others. So what sorts of things were they doing that other people could learn from?
There were a variety. It was basically their top tips. And it depended on the award winner, but let me give you some examples at random. But they would comment on things like, it's always a good idea to pilot and pilot again and again before you press the production button. Don't just do a small pilot and then go. Or another tip was, work it out on paper before you start committing to building, because any changes later cost you a huge amount of money, and it's worth even giving the written account to people, potential users, to review, rather than openly expect that they can make any sense of something that is almost fully developed, by which time it's expensive again to change. And just the whole notion of, you know, how you build a project, how you galvanise the team, how you keep projects to timeline and to budget. Those kind of really intensely practical tips. Nothing world-shattering, but everything adding together to be extremely helpful and useful.
Great. So it sounds like it was a good day. And what you're reflecting back to me is the fact that the charity sector, or the third sector, or whatever you want to call it, is actually challenged in many ways, not all of it, but some of the smaller organisations are challenged in terms of resources, but they're still managing to be really innovative out of that. The conference itself sounds like it had a few innovative tweaks to the normal conference setup and programme, so it sounds like it was a good day.
But sure. Also, the fact that they're small means they can help each other and be happy to help each other. Now, the interesting thing about that sector is, unlike every other sector, they don't actually compete, really. They're not at each other's throats and saying, I'm not going to tell you that because you're do better than me. They basically operate in their own field, and maybe they do compete for donations, that kind of thing. Essentially, they're a competitive, and therefore they need each other, they work together. And I call credit to the CRC and Martin Baker for creating that kind of community and sustaining that kind of community. It was a great day.
Great. Well, Nigel, thank you very much for sparing the time.
It's a pleasure. Boarding in half an hour for Hong Kong. From scratch.